The top five countries which are the best to go to for festivals. Number five is the home of beer, food, and fun. It's Oktoberfest in Germany. This is by far the world's largest beer festival. They do have some good ones in the Czech Republic as well, but the Germans top it when it comes to the beer. Their draft beer is out of this world. Anybody that hasn't tried German beer on draft needs to try it. You have folk music, Bavarian outfits, giant pretzels, and all that Germany has to offer culturally. It's a joyous atmosphere, and it's basically like a small celebration of Christmas, but with loads of alcohol involved. It attracts millions of people all around the world, and I can see why. Four is Japan, where they blend beauty and tradition. The festival of Hanami is when they change these urban locations within Japan, like Tokyo, for example, and make them huge floral cities filled with pink flowers and absolutely beautiful sights for everybody in the city to see. They even fill the rivers with flowers, do parades, and even go down these rivers on the boats, and it just looks majestical. It looks like heaven. But this festival is a little bit different to other festivals. It's about humility, it's about grace, it's about celebration of life, and it's all about being one. They even have the Sapporo show, which basically locates a bunch of huge ice structures all around the cities for everybody to see. It's essentially loads of free art on show for everyone. It's elegant, artistic, very neatly crafted, and one of the most beautiful things you can see for free. Three is India, and you probably have heard of Diwali, which is a festival of lights. It's basically a huge light show, and the Indians are known for having the most festivals in the world by number. They have a festival called Holi as well, which is basically a big paint fight. So everybody goes around, they throw paint at each other, and everybody's looking colorful, filled with different paints all over their skin and clothes. But for Diwali, they basically have lanterns, they have sea candles, they have all these beautiful types of decorations to go all around India. Basically, the entire country lights up. Two is Spain, where a festival recently took place known as the world's largest tomato fight. La Tomatina is this big celebration where everybody gets tomatoes and just chucks them at each other. Pamplona is also a huge part of festival culture in Spain, with loads of bulls running in this adrenaline-fueled show. In Valencia's Las Falas celebration, they get large figures, burn them, and see these huge, massive statues just getting lit on fire and burning to the ground. All of this while drinking some red wine, having some Spanish beers, and just talking to your friends and family. It's incredible. The Spanish love their chaos, but they love their celebrations too. And number one, the original home of Carnival, is Brazil. Put it this way, Brazil's Carnival is the biggest party in the world. Quite literally, it draws the most people in, it has the most people coming from foreign countries, and the most people within its own country celebrating it. Millions of people flood Rio de Janeiro wearing loads of flamboyant outfits with feathers and loads of colors showing vibrance. And the interesting thing about Carnival is if you're a guy or a girl and you're single, this is the place for you. Because if you make eye contact with somebody for more than 3 seconds, well, you gotta kiss them. The energy is electric, the vibes are unmatched, and Carnival is definitely a place I'll be going to in future. Those are the five places that party like no other when it comes to festivals and life celebrations. Let me know what you think of this list and what you would have put in this list.